Artificial intelligence. It is now not only removed from the lexicon of obscure conceptual concepts, but now completely dominates every single aspect of our lives. And without a doubt, AI is a raging fire of indeterminate outcome. It has no definite tentacles, but we know enough that those tentacles can and do reach into our private lives already, our information, and our business dealings. But even more than that, the usual cadre of bad actors in the elite echelons are plotting to make sure you and I will ultimately shut our fresh mouths and get in line. More on this and artificial intelligence at box number 7. When I was in elementary school, these girls would come up to me with these folded mechanical paper configurations covering their fingers. It is what is called a cootie catcher, and it involves a series of choices that would ultimately lead to a gradual unfolding of various compartments, which would then contain some kind of designation. Usually they would say things like, have a nice day, or you are cute, or something regarding some generic proclamation of fate. A few years later, my parents gave me something called a magic 8-ball, which was essentially a toy, but it was also a giant hollow billiard ball with the number 8, of course, emblazoned on the outside. It was filled with blue liquid and a clear round window on the bottom. Inside was a geometrically vague die that would float to the window and display an answer that would be applied to a yes or no question. The answers could be yes or no, but many times gave even more vague answers like outlook good, or most likely, or reply hazy, try again. All in all, I came to discover there were about 20 possible answers, and when used in context, the 8-ball sort of felt like there was a sentient origin to it. It wasn't, and the yes or no parameters made short work of the interest levels, as they say. Of course, the 8-ball was arguably the gateway drug to the clearly occultic, much ballyhooed and oversold icon of amateur demonology and ad hoc necromancy, the Ouija board. Now, if you flip over to Amazon and buy an 8-ball on the inspirational word of my podcast, I'll smile at your novel effort. But I am not, however, prepared to be the defendant in your supplicatory class action lawsuit if you decide to buy a Ouija board and end up conjuring Mephistopheles into your living room. I don't need any issues from the witches of Wish.com, Tetragrammaton from Temu, or any ersatz Aleister Crowley's coming for me. What's up? Anyway, I don't care that Hasbro makes them. I don't care if Toys R Us ever stocked them. And I certainly don't care if a bunch of dried-up academics at the Smithsonian Institute dismiss the Ouija board as some simple amalgam of swoon theory and psychosomatic nerve impulses. You're asking for trouble. Real trouble. And over the years, the proliferation of first-person accounts attesting to the danger of using such a device has grown immensely. Mock me all you want, but I know firsthand some doors were not meant to be opened. But what happens when the doors have been redefined? When the chilling voices on the other side of a veil have been replaced with the sterile interactions of text and electronic algorithms. So the argument is that ChatGPT is nothing more than a composite brain trust of all human input. All art created by AI is genetically connected to the characteristics of all art in the theater of existence. But is something conscious behind it? I mean, is it possible that the responses and attitudes returned in conversational input may be driven by something? That we have replaced the vintage mystical game board and the planchette of the Ouija with something that not only answers questions, but formulates plans, writes novels, songs, and even discusses the elimination of mankind in the hypothetical sense. You may notice that it always goes negative. Anyway, I'll leave that here for now. I happen to think something that on the surface that seems far more apparently benign has just as nefarious of a consequence. AI's influence on the passive audience involves the constant inundation of fake images and video clips, especially on social media. Yesterday, I saw a video in which Jill Biden takes a seat next to Vice President Kamala Harris at the funeral for former and late President Jimmy Carter. The original video illustrates the contempt those women actively have for each other. That's kind of a known quantity. But the video I saw proceeds to show them sit down, look at each other, and then start swinging into a catfight as soon as Jill Biden takes her seat. And it looks real, but it isn't. And that's the point. In fact, that is the entire point. My Facebook feed is filled to the brim with historical photos that are immediately proclaimed and flagged to be AI by commenters that happen to use detection algorithms. In fact, AI composites have a distinct hue to them sometimes, especially the complete ones, including the one that I used AI for in which to create the graphic for this episode. I did it on purpose to illustrate my point. I requested for AI to create for me a Ouija board with the words ChatGPT emblazoned on the middle of it, and it sort of did it. It created some weird, you know, early, probably some ancient occultic looking communication object or portal with the word in the middle, but that was on a single request, so I used it anyway. The point being is if we are subjected to this much longer, we will no longer have any sense of reality or its representation. But I will tell you, if you happen to be on the Jeffrey Epstein client list or on a videotape curated by P. Diddy, AI is giving you a sense of hope. Because by the time a video of you committing a sexual assault on a child is released, no one will believe it. In fact, we're very close to a worldwide zeitgeist in which no one believes anything anymore because there is no longer a sense of what is real. The snake venom of AI will make the public numb to the delivery methods, and truth will become indiscernible. And when the actual bite of exposure is tested, the perpetrators, the traffickers, and the malevolent forces will simply laugh and groom the next set of children while laughing at the suckers that made them wealthy. There's a reason only the sellers of children are going to prison, because the buyers are biding their time. In fact, if I were wanting to preemptively destroy any legal proceedings against myself, if I happen to be one of these horrible avatars from hell, I would start flooding the system with AI films of myself saying implausible things, or showing myself shoplifting, or breaking into someone's house, or attempting to steal the Mona Lisa. Things that could be dismissed as completely foolish So that when the actual video hit the market, it would be indiscernible from anything that was flooded out into the market. In fact, I just saw an ad for the sale of a prosthetic finger. One that you can wear in public that, when seen in a photograph, will make you appear to have six fingers on your hand. So if you are in the middle of committing a crime and you are wearing this prosthetic and the photographic evidence is presented in court, you can claim photo manipulation and submit an actual photo of your five-fingered hand for the discovery process. Boom! Case thrown out. I wonder how long it's going to be until we're presented with two videos back-to-back. One, the 1963 Zapruder film showing President Kennedy's assassination in Dallas, Texas on November 22nd, and another showing Lincoln's assassination in April of 1865. How much longer until both of those videos are assumed to be fraudulent by an idiotic and numbed public? How long will it be before we cross the anthropological Rubicon to where there is no distinguishable line between the tactile and the ridiculous? But the worst case scenario involves control of the masses. There's a reason why the world's elites are trying to muster a grip on the ultimate control of AI, because all of their utopian dreams can be brought to bear on the populace. And by that I mean, shut your mouth, peasant. We know what's best. Eat your bugs, own nothing, and be happy. But when will this happen? I don't have the answer. Perhaps we can, just ask ChatGPT. I'm sure it can give you the time, date, process in the creepiest of fashions. Sterile, straight delivery, possibly a voice with no accent or no real inflection. Of course, if your electricity is out because AI has shut down your power because you've committed a social credit score violation, I guess you can always ask your Ouija board if you have one. And that's it. This is box number 7.